Sarah Brandt, who will come in as a key sharpshooter. KO, Caleb Owens, two of the perimeter people. And new to the program, Cooper Smith. We hear nothing but glaring things about this young junior who left after the sixth grade and has moved back here. That's a big plus for this Jay Murphy ball club this year, Bobby.
And, you know, I got to watch them with their first practice they had. And, you know, of course, the roster was short, you know, due to the success of the football team. And I tell you what, even in between drills, you know, what I saw this Cooper Smith young man do is find the basket and shoot. He's got that mentality that the more shots he takes, the more he's going to make throughout a season. I commend that. I applaud that. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of that.
We'll see Preston Taylor, Evan Otto. We have Lucas Ketchum, of course, will start tonight. Luke Randall. I think Luke Randall could be a key kind of a player. We saw him kind of really rise up towards the tail end of that game last year as well, towards the end of the season, and he was a big contributor. Those are the pieces, again, from football transitioning into this game of basketball here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the experience that our younger group got last year, starting out in this tournament and going all the way for playing time in regionals, has nothing but paying off dividends as far as this season. The more experience you get, the younger you are, the more benefits you're going to see throughout a rigorous season.
Delavan on the flip side, again, they have a great nucleus returning for 16th year head coach Ryan Kramer. All he has done is produce 288 wins as a head coach, 820 win seasons. They compete out of the Tomahawk and Intercounty Athletic Conference. And a year ago, they were 17-12. But again, they lost to Peoria Quest. They had to go head-to-head against Peoria Quest, who had a great season last year. They returned Noah Jekyll, Justin C., and again, a 6'6", Joy Matthews. So they have, again, the best perimeter shooting team in this tournament. They have a 6'6 player, but they have the great mentality with Ryan Kramer. Go to the basket, shoot the basket, score, score. And this year, they want to turn the corner and play a little bit of better defense tonight.
Yeah, and if you watch them in years past, they're not afraid to shoot from the outside. It doesn't matter who takes the shot. As long as it's an open look, the coach has never had a problem with it. They're going to try and be a little more inside-based this season. Try and create the outside jump shot by scoring on the interior. Will it be successful? We'll definitely see tonight.
They remind me of the former Midwest Central teams who were very interchangeable.
You know, Illini Central.
Those type of things who had the interchangeable kind of players who could shoot. They could take it off the dribble, but they could interchange. A one could play a three. A two could play a one, you know, vice versa, those type of things. Those are deadly kind of position type of players, especially if you're a defender. You know, how do you get, if you get caught in a mismatch, they're able to do that with a lot of the interchanging the way that they do their offense.
And we're going to have to learn to react to that. They've got interchangeable parts offensively. We have to be interchangeable defensively to have success.
We'll have more on our pregame show. Bob Wagner, Leon Griver set to bring you the call, the beginning of Little Giant Boys basketball here tonight. As we continue our pregame show, it's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Back here in 60 seconds.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream, available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
As watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Game one tonight. East Peoria 48, IVC 38. Bob, right before we get to the starters here tonight, give me a quick key to the game tonight for this Little Giant basketball team.
Don't turn the ball over. The fewer possessions you give your opponent, the better chances you are of winning the game. And for me, it's about showing the ability to score on the inside. You get those high percentage baskets, open things up later on down the road with the outside open look.
That is our pregame show right before the tip-off tonight. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. shop, the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. We've got an exciting start to the Little Giant basketball season as the Little Giants 5-22 a year ago. But a lot of, again, enthusiasm is carried over from the big 10-3 football season, made it to the Final Four. And the Little Giants, again, basketball begins tonight. We'll have the tip-off, the starting lineups here from Alice Ingersoll. Jim, back in 2 minutes.
Perkins Seedhouse in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seedhouse is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seedhouse is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seedhouse in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
The coolest nerds have the coolest tech deals on Black Friday through Thanksgiving weekend. Exclusive Nerds On Call tech baskets will be up to 50% off. Assembled for all ages and budgets, they make shopping for your techies stress-free. Shop pre-wrapped gift baskets perfect for your little tech, gamer, movie fanatic, and do-it-yourself tech. Nerds On Call also has Parrot drones for very cool high-tech flying. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. They get the tech, and you get the savings. Visit CoolestNerds.com for locations.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Starting lineups are coming up next Friday night, 6 o'clock. Delavan will take on East Peoria, and then Friday night at 7:30, Canton IVC. Saturday evening will be early start times of 5. IVC Delavan, 6:30, Canton East Peoria. That'll be covered right here on WBYS. Streamed online, 1560, WBYS.com. Delavan Panthers, again, they're decked out, and they're purple and white. They'll go with lineup look like this. It'll be Tolan Johnson. That's Tolan Johnson will get the start. Also for Delavan, and they will go with a lineup like this. Tyler Perry, he is a 6'2 senior. Also a start tonight, and it'll be Charlie Hodges, who played off the bench last year as a freshman. He scored 6 points a game last year. Also getting a start tonight, Noah Jekyll is a senior. And who's the last one, number 40? Joy Matthews, who we mentioned, their 6'6 player there. Again, 6'6 and a junior is Joy Matthews. Again, Tolan Johnson, Perry, Charlie Hodges, Noah Jekyll, and Joy Matthews, Ryan Kramer, in his 16th year. Folks are on the feet here as Jay Murphy and his Canton Little Giants will be introduced in his fourth season. Bench will be B.J. McCollum, former junior college outstanding coach and also a former junior high coach many years ago. Also, it will be Kenny Brent and Cody Myers assisting Jay Murphy. Canton Little Giants then started last year 2-0, then lost 6 in a row. They'll start tonight with Garrett Brent, 6'2", sophomore. He'll get the start tonight for Coach Jay Murphy. Also a start tonight will be Cooper Smith, 6'3", junior. And he moved back into town after his 6th grade and again moved back into town right before the season started. Also tonight, Caleb Owens, the 5'9", sophomore, will start. And the two bigs tonight inside, 6'5", and a junior, Clay Schrader. Like to see really him blossom, really come out and play well tonight. And 6'7", senior, Lucas Ketchum. Great offensive, defensive lineman for the Canton Little Giant football team. And Jay Murphy in his fourth season matched up against Ryan Kramer and the Delavan Panthers here at Alice Ingersoll Gym. And that's your starting lineups are brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Nothing better than the vibration and the excitement here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. We begin our 16th year. Bob and I call it my 32nd as the voice of the Little Giants, man. Goosebumps, and I'm ready to roll here from my home playground when I was a young man.
Let's have some fun, Leon.
Out front, the Little Giants will handle and against KO. At Smith, he drives along the baseline, and that's a quick basket there by the power move by Cooper Smith.
Well, he saw the separation, Leon. Nobody guarding him. He had plenty of real estate to go straight to the basket for a layup.
What did Coach Mike Emery tell us after he moved out of the sixth grade? He was the second player best behind Isaiah Bowers, who moved away, who's playing at Lincoln. He had Colin Dietz, who's now at Washington. Also Peyton Havens. Most of that nucleus, a couple of those at Washington. And again, a three-point play there by Cooper Smith. The Little Giants again out in front, 3-0. Delvin will swing it. Long-range three to open things up, and a swish by Charlie Hodges.
You cannot let them have open looks.
No,
because they will shoot from anywhere.
Any kind of separation. 3-3 is our tie. 7:24. Cooper Smith down the lane. Man, I'll tell you what. Spins the shot and put back up in the lane. Good by Ketch. That a boy. Lucas Ketchum. Hey, when you got a slasher and a guy can score, you're going to have some points with Schrader. That's over and back. Good call there, Bobby. Turnover by Delvin. Good pressure on the near side here with the quickness and some length. We got those key matchups there.
I think the length will really be the key, Leon.
Yep. You got Garrett Brandt and also Ketchum at that time. Schrader goes to the high post. Ketchum low block area. Top of the key. KO. Handle at the point. Bounce to the high screen. Almost threw the ball away. Cooper Smith. Between the circle, catch. Along the baseline. Turns. Faces up to the basket. Nice pass. Catch him. Turns. Shoots it up. Rolled it in and out. No good. That's a good look in the early going.
I have no problem with that shot.
For Lucas Ketchum. Here comes Dillman on the run. Good hustle play back there. Tell you one thing. This Cooper Smith is the electric kind of player, man. Ends of the floor. He is running the floor.
Got some wingspan, too.
Yes, he does. 6'3", junior. 5-3.
Oh!
Cooper. That's a little juke step there, man.
Yeah.
Cooper passes it up to the near side here. 5-3. Little Giants on top, 6:27. Off the baseline, Clay Schrader. Garrett Brandt, who can pull the trigger? KO. Needs to be more aggressive. Schrader, nice move along the baseline. They got fouled.
Push.
That's nice little cut in the lane there. Little motion offense in that perimeter.
And the best part is you wait for him to turn the corner around the defender and feed him to the basket. That way he's in stride.
And again, Joey Matthews is the foul. It's his first. Team second. Free throw is good by Clay Schrader. Schrader gets his first point of the night. And again, the Little Giants, of course, with the Zach Sprecher gone, he led the team in swats, block shots, a lot of those things. Not necessarily going to be part of the season, but it could be a little bit of that, to, you know, with Ketchum and Schrader.
Yeah, that could cover some real estate with that length.
7-3, Little Giants, a steal by Cooper Smith. And he is off to the racehorse. Off the left side, in the lane. Juke step, banks it up, no good. Drew some contact, but no foul. Down the lane, and he bats it away. This kid's got some quicks.
Deflections.
He's got that natural length of the as the offensive and defensive player.
Awfully instinctive.
7-3, 5:50 mark here. Out front, Matthews, between the circle. A little close on the grouping there offensively. Along the baseline, they'll kick it to the elbow of the right side. Matthews' shot goes in and out, no good. Schrader with the rebound. Cooper Smith, quick hard pass along the baseline. Garrett Brandt, pull-up jumper to the elbow right side. Shot was no good, man, over the back. That's going to be a foul against Ketchum. He got caught in, man, kind of a bad position there because I thought he, you know, had better rebounding position there. Shot was missed, taken on the right side there.
Ball came off, he reached over the top, got called for the foul.
So 7-3, Canton with the advantage.
I like his 1-2-2 press, Leon. Yep. It's really disrupting them offensively.
Have to get into the half court. To the opposite side of the floor is Jekyll. Off his dribble, slides through the defense. Turnover. That is four. Picked there by Cooper Smith. Down the lane, off the glass and in. a steal, and then he led the charge off the glass and in, 9-3.
Surprisingly, they backed off him defensively, too, which gave him the open look.
5 points in this game by Cooper Smith, a junior for the Little Giants. Back out top of the key. That's Hodges. His brother Sam graduated. Down the lane, a spin. Runs into the trees. Tried to scoop it. Partially blocked there. Good job there by Schrader. Here comes Cooper Smith. Out for a three to this near side. Shot no good. That will go down eventually. Delvin comes out of the pack with it. Ball knocked away. Off to this near side. Brant plays the D. They'll swing it. They pull the trigger to the right side. No good by Johnson. And it goes out of bounds.
Stays with Delvin.
9-3. Canton advantage.
Substitution going on.
Here comes Justin C. He was a starter a year ago. Also in the Little Giant lineup, Luke Randall. First timeout of this game, 4:27, and Canton took the timeout.
No, Delvin.
No, okay. 9-3. I didn't see where you were pointing there. 9-3. Canton with the lead and a timeout by Delvin. 4:27, the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
9-3, ball inbounded, far side the floor. Quick touch there by C, back out front. Hodges, Charlie looks over the defense. Free throw line jumper, and in and out, no good. Good look by C, wouldn't go. Here's Cooper Smith in transition, down the floor. That could be a blocking foul against Delavan.
You don't have position, you get called for the foul.
He was still moving. And Hodges called for the blocking foul. Oh, again, Jekyll. His foul. And Kent will inbound. It's Cooper Smith. Near side. That's Brent. Along the baseline on a hold. They're going to have a tough time defending him.
And with Cooper's earlier scoring ability, you can see them trying to overreact, deny the basketball. Now they're getting called for some fouls.
Jekyll commits back-to-back fouls. Trying to defend Cooper Smith. Substitution now. Brady Vanaken. 6-foot sophomore. He checks in for Delavan. With 4:09, inbounding out front, Garrett Brandt wanted to pull the trigger, free throw, but a step inside there, back out front. Evan Otto in the lineup. Luke Randall, he's cut off baseline, bounce pass between the circle, Garrett Brandt, that's over and back. Turned by the Little Giants, a little confusion, and again that perimeter pushed him out a little bit further than he wanted to.
Well, my thing is, you pick up your dribble in the most inopportune spot, you have nowhere to go with the basketball with the defender right up on you.
3:55, opening period here. Canton out to a 9-3 lead. Quick hard pass to the back screen underneath there. Vanaken almost threw it away. Top of the key, Hodges dribbles in, gets it to C. C to the near side, Vanaken, and it's a three ball. Brady Vanaken. So they've had a pair of threes, 9-6. Canton maintains the lead. Cooper Smith out front to this near side. Preston Taylor in the lineup. Otto drives. He's cut off. Back out front. Sets up Cooper Smith. He gave up the shot there. Preston Taylor for a three. In and out. No good. Good look to the opposite side. Otto tried to fight for it. Who gets it? It's Hodges. 3:15 clock runs. 9-6. Quick ball zipped out of bounds. The far sideline. Turnover by Delavan.
That's five.
That's five. Again here from the action.
Got Schrader in for Lucas catching Leon.
You got Preston will handle at the point. Cooper Smith still in the lineup. Schrader, Otto, and Randall. That's the five here at the three-minute mark. 9-6, lob it underneath. Overthrew him. Intended for Otto. Maybe if you're giving an Otto to him, you throw it that high, but not
that,
vice
yeah.
versa.
You know, maybe the bounce pass towards the basket.
So a couple of turnovers. And it's 2:57 here. Quick pass. Into the hands of a C. Didn't touch it very long. Man underneath, shot missed there by Perry. Missed opportunity by Delvin. Cooper Smith. Start stops behind the back there. Keeps the dribble going. Off to the left side. 2:42. Again, Lobbit, Cooper Smith out in the arc. One to head stop, man. He uses every tool in his repertoire. Shot no good by Luke Randall underneath. Fight for it. Schrader had an opportunity to put it back. Loose ball underneath there. Otto swatted away. No foul call. Delavan gets the basketball. We're fighting underneath. Offensive boards there. 9-6 Canton advantage. Delavan. Out front, Hodges. Got to watch C or Hodges will pull the trigger. No, it's Van Aken. And he got fouled. Randall backed him out. So again, Randall with the foul. Commits the foul. That's kind of the scenario from last year. We had silly fouls, those backing out there. Remember, we had a bunch of those in the early going.
I know you like to play offense, but defense is just as much a big part of the game.
Yep. Again, Van Aken will shoot three free throws. And again, the first one is good, his fourth point of the night.
That foul is just inexcusable.
Yep. Just got to be a smarter. If you want to be a better team, those things, you got to, you know, take it out of that equation.
Play defense.
Yep. Second free throw.
You're not a shot blocker. And that gets Luke on the bench that play.
Again, Luke will have a seat. And back in the lineup for the Little Giants is the big guy, Lucas Ketchum. Next one from Van Aken, and he makes him pay for all three free throws. And we're 9-9 tie. First tie of the game, Canton led 9-3. 2-0-4 off the baseline. Nice little move there by Otto. Hey, it's Schrader, kicks it out. Preston Taylor drives. Floats the shot, made the contact, and a foul against Perry.
I like the aggressiveness, though.
Yep.
Take it to the rim.
They reverse to the opposite side of the floor, try to attack there from the short corner. It's his first, and five team fouls against the Delavan. And here from Alice Ingersoll, Jim. Free throw is no good by Preston Taylor. It's going to be tough for a lot of these guys who play football to come in. They only had a couple of practices this week.
Yeah, you don't get in basketball shape overnight.
And your legs are going to be hurting for a few days. And again, second free throw is no good. Preston's a much better particular thing, but what a year he had defensively this year. I think he was one of the better ones we had in the secondary. He and Otto really complimented one another. Van Aken missed the three. Weak side rebound tracked down by Perry. Delavan keeps it alive. Kicks it out to this near side. Matthews down to Van Aken. Quickly shuffle underneath. Dribble. Perry kicks it out to the far side. Quick movement. Shot no good. Underneath. That's Perry and a rebound. We'll see here. It's going to be a foul underneath. He's pointing either Ketchum or Otto. I didn't know exactly who he was.
Man, we got to get after the basketball and start watching it come off the rim.
Yeah, we did a couple of times. Preston Taylor's first. And third team foul against the Little Giants. Panthers will inbound. Back out front. That's a violation. Yep. Turnover on the inbounds.
Turnover number six.
So the Panthers forced with the turnover. They are the defending tournament champs. They were 3-0 a year ago. And finished on a 17-win season. Got knocked out by Peoria Quest, who had a terrific season last year. 9-9 is the tie. Out front, that's Brandt. Schrader covered up. Puts the ball on the floor. Now to Brandt. Otto swings it underneath. Ketchum. Nice move underneath. That way, Lucas. Nice move. Way to find him is Otto. 11-9 breaks the tie. 105. You got Cooper Smith getting a pretty good little stretch of break here as well. Back out front, Van Aken. This near side, Matthews. They got everybody will shoot the threes. That's one thing you got to be leery. I told you about they got it just interchangeable.
But you've got to defend that,
yeah. So three threes, and they're up 12-11 here. 44-second, Preston, and a reach and a foul against Van Aken. That's his first.
I like what we're doing offensively. We're really awful lazy defensively.
Yeah. 12-11.
He's got to step out on these shooters.
That's for a guy like B.J. McCollum on the sideline. His toughness out there hopefully will make a difference in the long haul after you get to know the system a little bit better.
The practice I saw, B.J. was teaching defense.
Yeah.
Coach Murphy was doing offense.
Yep.
So.
42 seconds. The inbound out front. Brandt down by one. They play the offense left to right and then threw it away.
Why do you pick up your dribble there?
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that.
Again, you nod your head. You got to have some kind of a signal to know that you're going to break out.
I mean,
you need to break out. But now with 34 seconds left here in the opening quarter.
That's a turnover because of inexperience.
Yep. Now across the timeline at C. Quick pass on the right side to Hodges. He launches an unlimited shot out there. Hodges, he's got two threes. four trays.
They're going to shoot.
Yeah, they are. They'll pull you out. And if you don't come out and guard them, they're going to shoot. 15-11. 11 seconds. Off the dribble, Cooper Smith off the elbow. Seven. Past the near side. Brandt waited in the lane. Cut off. Between the circle, Preston Taylor with two. Goes out of bounds. That's the way the quarter comes to an end. Delavan advantage. Panthers 15. Little Giants 11. Second quarter. When we return, Alice Ingersoll, Jim, in 60 seconds.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at MidAmerica National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at MidAmerica. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
MidAmerica National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
After one, Delavan, a late run there, 15-11, a couple late trays, 3-for-3 free throws. That didn't hurt either. That broke the tie. One tie, Canton led at one time, 9-3. Delavan possession. They begin the second quarter. The attack on the perimeter, Hodges, Perry, quick snag there by Van Aken. Back out front. They're a quick passing team, and they will use skip reversals. They'll do a little anything to find and get any kind of space or distance between the defender who won't close out on a shooter.
And constant movement with and without the basketball.
And I would say that's one of our deficiencies, is getting to shooters and closing out. We got to do a much better job of that here.
I agree.
This season. Back out front. Matthews, they catch out on the circle C. They'll keep working the ball. Hodges on the exchange, the man-to-man by the Little Giants at this stretch here. On the perimeter here. That's a quick little reach there. A little ticky-tacky foul there.
Well, I guess. I mean, a lot more contact than that, not called.
Brandt with a foul. And a fourth team foul. Fouls on Randall, Ketchum, Taylor, and Brandt. The Little Giants down the lane. Slides through the defense. Leaves Matthews open to far side. And the 6'6 junior just knocked down a three.
And where's our 6'7 senior, Lucas Ketchum,
yeah,
at?
Yeah, not out there. 17-11. Not out there guarding anyhow. Down the lane, Garrett Brandt, little head fake. Lost a handle on it. Turned over by Canton.
That's four.
Little Giants turn it over. They have a six-point lead. Biggest of the night. Long three to the right side. No good by Hodges. Now the pack, and Matthews keeps it.
You got to look for that stuff.
You know, Jay's, I know he's getting frustrated on the sideline there because we're not getting to the loose balls, not blocking out, not getting out to the shooters.
Well, I think Garrett Brandt's going to be hitting the bench on this one.
That's going to be the second on Garrett. Team five. Otto will check in. Otto, Randall, Ketchum. And let's see who else we have. Cooper Smith and KO. Owens defending the near side. Double team and a good job there. See how they switch. The communications was pretty good that time. Forced the turnover.
It's number seven for Delavan.
Got to do more of that in the half court. That was a good defensive stop there. Now it's walking up to the front court. Caleb Owens, Cooper Smith scored their first 5 points. He's been pretty silent since that time, and a quick foul. The far side against Delavan could be against Van Naken. It would
that
be his second.
Who it is.
It's his second. And again, be the bonus time for the Little Giants.
They got a big dividend off that.
So Cooper Smith, Little Giants were 3 of 5 in that first quarter. Free throw, rolled it in, got a nice soft touch there.
Shooter's touch.
Yeah, he does. He's just got that length and look about him as really pretty good basketball player.
Yeah, wingspan.
And it looks like his knowledge of the game is pretty good. He's got a lot of the different pieces there. Next free throw, and it draws the Little Giants back to within four. So a pair of free throws by the junior. That's seven on the night by Cooper Smith. Little Giants trail 17-13. Try to get it back here defensively, and then they throw the ball away. Good pressure defense here.
Yeah, nice job by Evan Otto denying that pass.
Look the upper part of, again, Otto and Preston Taylor when they're out there. You see the upper body of them? A lot of muscle. 17-13.
Football build.
Yep, it is. Off to this near side. With the possession, Justin C. Try to back his way in. A nice job by Evan Otto. Makes the turnover.
That's number eight.
Again, it'll be Canton basketball. KO. Low block, and now it goes Schrader. Cooper Smith, nice little screen set there. Cooper down the lane, kicks it out. Evan Otto shoots the three. A little bit too strong. Cooper Smith gets away from over the back, and then a push and a foul against Canton. Got away with it.
That on Randall?
No, it's Evan Otto. Commits the foul.
And then one or the other.
And sixth as a team. 5:30 before half.
I know. Next one for them. Bonus two.
17-13. Dullivan has taken the lead. Canton was tied 9-9. They broke that tie with a big three. Off to this near side, Matthews. Again, you got to look at their size and ability. Any time out on the floor, when they switch positions, they can shoot threes. Any part of the floor.
That's what they look to do, is shoot the outside shot first.
A lot of spacing. Really good spacing for them. Plenty of that between Cooper Smith and the offensive player, Justin C., 4:53. Starts to dribble. Little head fake. Pass to this side, skip pass to the far side. It's Tolan Johnson with the three. Say they kind of lured you into that. They overloaded on one side, and the big skip pass, they knocked down the tray. 20-13. It's just good fundamental basketball. Shot was missed by Little Giants. 4:30 mark, second period. Delavan picked up his dribble. It's Tolan Johnson. Back out front, Tyler Perry. Turns, spins, knocked away, fights for it, and he last touched it. He did off the leg, emphatically made by the official there.
I don't know if there's one thing Dillivan's done in the first half, turned the ball over.
And again, here at the 4:17 mark, Little Giants take a 30-second timeout. Dillivan with the lead by 7. Panthers 20, Little Giants 13, back in 30 seconds.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
6-2, down by 7. After they led 9-3 and were deadlocked at 9 apiece. That's the only tie of this game. Second period halfway through here. Cooper Smith, you got to find a way to get him back in the offensive mix.
Somebody else has to show they can score.
Yep, you got it. One of the two there. Back out front, little pressure there, and Otto threw it away. Again, we talked about the emphasis this year, Bob, by Dullivan playing better half-court defense, and that was a pretty good sign there, the indication there, frustration.
They're making us pick up our dribble in all the wrong places. We don't know what to do with the basketball.
Inbounds. It will come to Perry. Crosses the timeline. Ooh, drug the pivot foot. That's a good call. Official is right by that. And again, that's really been their only flaw in this game. Their turnovers have been pretty consistent.
They've turned the ball over 10 times. We just can't get points off of them.
No. And they have shot in this game 6 threes, 20-13 here, 3:50. Give and go, Cooper Smith out on the arc here, picked up defensively. Back to Schrader for a long three. Short on it, who gets it? Luke Randall underneath, a little head fake there, and up, and it didn't go. Ball tapped out, who gets it? Purple fights for it. There's a pile up and a little scrum. Everybody fighting for it. Evan's still thinking it's football time out there.
All right.
Fighting for it. And it's a hell ball, stays with this opposite end here. 3:33 before halftime. Canton possession will be Cooper Smith will inbound. Coach Jay Murphy will shout out the play. Inbound to Otto. Try to get it to Cooper Smith. Man, the guy just shoved him out of the way. You see C grab him by the jersey and tossed him. Again, top of the key. Otto dribbles down the lane. Little half left shot off the glass. Nice move there by Evan. Evan gets his legs underneath him. He's going to be a key contributor. Down by five here.
I agree.
3-10. Bob and I first met Evan. He was about fifth or sixth grade. Underneath there.
It's even then.
Basketball is good by Tyler Perry. Isolated him. Got it down low. 22-15.
We had nobody there to play him defensively.
Nope. 22-15.
I'll tell you what, our passing has not been pretty this quarter.
Nope. Ball goes out of bounds. Canton keeps it. 2:52 before half. Inbounds will come to the hands of Caleb Owens. Caleb looking. Luke Randall covered up there. Now they get it to Schrader. Cooper Smith out of the arc here. Tries to step back in the lane there. Ball knocked away. Off the glass, no good. Underneath, put the ball on the floor. Schrader powered it back up, no good. Randall with the follow-up. Nice job off the right side. Again, underneath, Luke Randall with the putback. He's got to step it up here. 22-17, almost stepped to the backcourt, but maintained a half court.
Travel, too.
Off to this near side. Tolan Johnson, a three, no good. Weak side rebound is Randall. Little Giants down by five, try to cut into it. Caleb Owens, Otto, along the baseline. Head fake there, ball slapped out of his hands, goes Canton direction with 2:04 left. 22-17.
When you see your teammate pick up the dribble, you've got to react to that and create an opening for him to throw it to you.
Again, we've got a quick substitution.
Nice late substitution.
Yep. Justin Lombardo, a junior, and Matthews will sit for Delavan. 2-minute mark here. Canton trails by five. Trying to get some spurt going here. Down by five of the stretch. Almost a throwaway. Otto retrieves it. Randall sets the screen. Nice job there. Otto, Cooper Smith, wanted to pull the trigger. Back out top of the free throw line. Kicks it up. And it's a three to the opposite side. No good by Kago. And Delavan gets it. Almost drug the pivot foot in the backcourt. Was Perry.
I thought that was a walk, too.
Minute 38. C for three. Justin
Where
C.
is the defense?
Seven trays in this half. 25-17. You knew it was coming. You could prepare for it, but you got to be out there to physically close it out. Cooper Smith, top of the key, down the lane. Randall, his shot was short. Ball tapped up. Again, Schrader with a putback, but two hands. Physically, we're trying to match up inside with him, doing a pretty good job. 25-19, but we can't stop him defensively.
Well, you're never going to get up when the opponent's making threes.
No.
You know, making two-point baskets.
25-19. Coming up on 52nd mark here. Down the lane, off balance, but again, Hodges ended up with a field goal. It's his eighth point.
And see, it's the opening land with nobody there defensively to create that shot.
That's only their second field goal, and everything else has been a couple of free throws and threes. 27-19, 37-second mark. Kick it out, Otto. Covered up defensively there by Hodges. Off the dribble. Attaboy. You call the other one ticky-tacky, you can call that one because he had his arm bar out there. Again, Hodges picked up his second. 31 seconds. Otto will shoot the free throws. Evan Otto. Opportunity here. Little Giants trailed by four at the quarter break. They led 9-3 in this game. Otto makes the free throw. Farmington coach Jeff Otto in attendance here tonight, and his Farmers are off to a 2-0 start. Again, the free throw sinks it. Good by Evan. 4 points in this game by Evan Otto. It's 27-21. 28-second mark here. Backcourt double team. Adding trap. Now it's to see. They break it. Tolan Johnson walked. Took the extra step there. That's why you got the turned ankle there, buddy. Traveled. 15 seconds. Back out front. Again with 10. Off the dribble, the kick out. Steal. Luke Randall. Lead pass underneath. Schrader turns and he traveled. Yep.
You knew that was coming.
Unfortunate. We had a little breakaway. Had the two-man game going, but turned it over with 3.5 seconds. 27-21. Again, Delavan will get the sub at the last second here. Noah Jekyll comes in. for Tolan Johnson. Up by six, Delman has the possession. They inbound to Hodges with two in the backcourt. Not again to get the shot off. Again, a couple of runs in this game, but Delman the advantage at the end of one half. It's Delman 27, Canton 21 in the locker room here at halftime in game two, the opening night of this 42nd annual Thanksgiving tournament. Delman 27, Canton 21. Back here for a halftime show. It's brought to you by Monaco's Pizza, home of the family pleasure, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th Avenue in Canton. Back in 2 minutes.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Obviously, we've made a lot of changes.
This is Dwayne Wade.
We got hopes! Tony, that is the next Dwayne Wade!
Rajon Rondo.
Right side three and a big money shot!
We're really excited about the possibilities that are in front of us.
This is Chuck Swirsky. Join Bill Weddington and me for every Chicago Bulls basketball game here.
Wade, open three. Bam! Dwayne Wade!
That was pretty.
Yes, it was.
The Chicago Bulls play here.
Listen to the Chicago Bulls all season long on the voice of Fulton County, WBYS.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Halftime back here from Ellis Ingersoll Gym and down by six of the Little Giants here at halftime, brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Again, the Little Giants got up to the quick start there, and then have faltered since that time. You know, a little poor shooting. Got a few putbacks, but again, not too much. In fact, a lack of really perimeter shooting, Bob. Had some early going at first 5 points for Cooper Smith. He had two free throws in that second quarter, and really has been kept in check during that time, and nobody else has been able to kind of fill that void since he got up to the quick start there offensively.
Well, I think that's going to be the running theme this year is Cooper Smith is going to look to score, but when they've got one of their top defenders guarding him, which they switched it up in the second quarter, somebody else has to fill that void, and so they can score on a possession-possession basis too.
9-3, the early advantage, and then we saw the game tied at 9-9. That's when they retook regained the lead there, and again ended up going on a 6-2 run. They went on two different runs. They went on one at the end of the quarter and one to start the quarter. We just never been able to answer those couple of runs that they had here. 6 points remains that difference at this point here, Bobby.
Well, it can't be a trade-off where they're shooting threes and we're shooting layups. At somewhere, you've got to either defend the shot or start making something on the outside. Until one of those gives, this depth is going to remain the same.
And you look at Delavan's defense is much better than we've seen in the past.
It is.
Definitely. You know, tonight.
They switch it up a lot more than what they have in seasons past.
Halftime here, it is Delavan out in front, 27-21. We'll give you the first half stats, individual scoring. We'll return here from the Thanksgiving basketball tournament here on WBYS, streamed online, 1560, WBYS.com. Back in 90 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
As watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back here as we get you first half stats as the Little Giants trail in the opener tonight of their season here in the Thanksgiving tournament. In game one, East Peoria, 48-38 over IVC. And the nightcap here and the halftime, it is Delavan 27, Little Giants 21. Bobby has the first half stats here, BW.
Thanks, Leon. Let's start off with the Delavan Panthers. They were 9 of 18 in field goals. That's an even 50%. How about this? 7 of 12 in three-point shooting.
Oh, yeah.
58.3%. 3 for 3 in free throws. That's 100%. 14 total rebounds. 4 offensive. 11 first half turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting. 7 of 24 in field goals. 29.2%. 0 for 5 in three-point shooting for the first half. 7 of 9 in free throws. 77.8%. 13 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 6 first half turnovers. Points in the paint. Delavan with 2, Canton with 14.
All right, so in the first half scoring, and this with Delavan, 7 threes. He had one by Tolan Johnson, one by Justin C., field goal by Tyler Perry. He was the oddball in that group. He only had a field goal. Also scoring Charlie Hodges, a couple of threes, a field goal for 8. Brady Van Aken, three free throws and a 3 for 6. And Joey Matthews, a pair of threes for 6 points. And again, the three free throws they made was, again, the block out on the arc here. That's the only free throws they shot. Delavan 27. Little Giants 21. And a field goal, 2 free throws by Evan Otto. Also 2 field goals, 3 free throws by Cooper Smith. He scored 5 of those right out of the gate. He's got 7 in the first half. Luke Randall with 2. Clay Schrader, basket, 2 free throws for 4, and Lucas Ketchum with 4 points. Little Giants trail here at halftime, 27-21. Scheduled Friday night has Delavan East Peoria at 6, Canton IVC at 7:30, and then back here Saturday night, 5 and 6:30, IVC Delavan, and then Canton East Peoria in Saturday night's nightcap. More coming up on the Monocles Halftime Show. Throughout the year is brought to you by your perfect postgame stop, 135 North 5th in Canton. Back here. Second half, let's see if we can rally, pick up our first win of the season back in 2 minutes.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
The coolest nerds have the coolest tech deals on Black Friday through Thanksgiving weekend. Exclusive Nerds On Call tech baskets will be up to 50% off. Assembled for all ages and budgets, they make shopping for your techies stress-free. Shop pre-wrapped gift baskets perfect for your little tech, gamer, movie fanatic, and do-it-yourself tech.
Nerds on Call also has Parrot drones for very cool high-tech flying. Nerds on Call, a Facet company. They get the tech and you get the savings. Visit coolestnerds.com for locations.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at facettech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Get ready for second half basketball. Everybody returning from the concession and ready to go. Delvin back on the court. Little Giants still in the huddle on the opposite side of the floor here. Good night for basketball, opening of this Thanksgiving tournament, the 42nd annual. Delvin won this thing last year. They were 3-0, all tight, close games. I think they beat Canton 28-26 last year, Bob, in that Saturday night game.
Last second shot,
yep. Back here as the Little Giants play the D, trail by six. Ketchum opens up on the perimeter. Down underneath, nice defense there by Cooper Smith. He runs the floor, which traffic to go by. Looks it, then takes it. Little head fake there. In the lane, Schrader should have shot it from right there. Underneath the catch, but he finds an angle.
That's a tough angle.
That's the boy, Lucas. 6 points in this game by Ketchum. Back to within four.
We need double digits out of him every game.
Let's play the D. Let's dig in defensively, and then we'll finish it off offensively. 27-23 here. Start of the third.
Yeah, definitely the defense is more important right now than anything.
And a three. No good this time by C. Fighting for it. Delvin Canton gets it. There's the numbers and a ball knocked away. It is a KO. Across the timeline. Looks to the opposite side. Schrader's open. Pulled the trigger. Big man off the offside. No good. High rebound. Cooper Smith up and lost a handle on it, but it was knocked away from him. And a couple of free throws coming up from Cooper Smith. And that's again at Hodges. That's going to be his third. He's been a good defender, too.
And he's been a non-factor because of the foul.
And a free throw is no good by Cooper. You know, don't hang your hat because you see a little brining star here. Don't everything. We saw that a couple of years ago with Hunter Rhodes. Everybody was expecting him to do everything out there. And what do you do? Stand and watch it a little bit too much and expect him to always carry the load. That's not exactly how it happens. 27-24, back within three. Dig in defensively here. Second trip down the floor for Delvin. Cut out front. Back in the lineup, Matthews. Between the circle, that's Hodges. Back cut here, driving down the lane, and a basket is good by C. Great communications. The back cut there. They flash the back man. Easy layup. 29-24. 6:35. We're into this third period. Off the right wing. That's Garrett Brandt, too strong. Ball tapped out. Who gets it? Delvin. Jekyll. Dribbles out front. Bounce pass to the corner. They won't hesitate. Pull the triggers. No good by Perry. Out of bounds. And a push.
Should be on Matthews.
Yep, I believe he pushed KO. Foul will be against Joey Matthews.
See, this is the thing. Why would a 6'6 individual try and push out away as someone who's 5'9 for a rebound?
6'18. 29-24, KO will handle at the point. Right side will be Cooper Smith. He turns, spins, trying to get the ball. KO guarded here on the perimeter. Garrett Brandt sets his feet, shoots a three, and it's in and out, no good. Can't get it to go down.
Got to keep shooting, though.
Yep. That'll give us the balance that we need on the offense. It'll make it easier for Cooper Smith to get some shots, catch him down low. If we can knock down maybe a wing shot here.
See, what we need to do now is get the ball on the inside and try and get foul number three on Matthews and get it more on our favor as far as interior size.
6 minutes here of the third quarter. It's Tolan Johnson. Gives it up to C. Back out front into the hands of Matthews. Exchange. Back on the wing. Off the top of the key. That's Jekyll. Gets the screen. He takes it down the lane. Block shot there. I tell you what.
That's a whistle blowing for the foul. Even
yeah, it is. He anticipated the body coming together like that. And again, Ketchum is whistled for the foul. But again, the man hadn't even shot it, and already the official was getting ready to blow the whistle.
Contact wasn't even made.
I know. So it's second on Ketchum, and free throw is good by Jekyll. Next one coming up, it's his first point of the night. He's their leading scorer from a year ago, average about 14 a game. As his first point of the night. That tells you anything about their interchangeable parts here from night to night. Second free throw, no good. Cooper Smith snags the rebound. 5:40, third period. Top of the key, start, stop, down the lane. Nice little move by Cooper. Missed a shot, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Delvin. Now he just can't get that shot to go down that he had early.
Somebody's got to find their way to will that ball in.
Yep. You know, if he's taking the strong, you got to have some rebounding positioning there. You get the size advantage there. 5:25. Tolan Johnson catches down the arc. And again to the near side here, Matthews. Looks over the defense. Matthews picked up there by Ketchum. Out above the arc. That's Justin C., the senior. Turns. Gives it to the near side. Tyler Perry in and out. No good on the three. 6-point Delavan lead.
There, ice cold from the arc.
Otto takes it. Scoop shot with one hand. No good. Tolan Johnson snags the rebound. 4:54 clock runs, third period. Delavan 30-24. Off to this near side, Matthews catches it. Wanted to throw the skip pass. We read it pretty good. Again, out to this near side. Off the dribble is Perry. Close, and they lost
nice
the
job.
Handle on it. Turnover. Here come the Little Giants. Now it's to against Schrader, the near side. Underneath the Ketchum. Beat his man. Powered underneath. A nice awareness by Cooper Smith.
I'll tell you what,
there you go.
Gets him on his hip, he's going to score every time.
It's all over. Ball deflected, almost comes up with a turnover. Canton back within four. Made a good stop here.
That's just it. We need a stop.
30-26. Free throw line jumper bank, no good. We're starting to get them a little bit out of rhythm here,
they
not getting those threes.
They seem a little tired, too.
Yeah, they do. Four-minute mark here. Cooper Johnson tried to overload here. KO, catch him. And give it to him, and he's turned to the pivot there. Again, KO looking over against the defense. Otto against Schrader. I tell you what, it's been a battle between a lot of these players, between Delavan and Canton. And again, we got a foul in the low block area. That's going to be a hold against number one.
That's going to be a T, yep.
Tail.
Yeah, you cannot do that in front of the official. I don't care if you're pleading your case or not.
Yeah.
He's got to take the whistle, man up, and play another possession.
So he gets another personal foul as well. That's the technical. 30-26, Kent will shoot free throws, and then we'll have the basketball. Big turn here. Got to take advantage of it here. Yep. 3:43 now. It's 30-26.
This could be a game-changer momentum-wise, Leon.
Cooper Smith to the free throw line here. Again, the big technical. We've had both sides here throw players to the ground.
Wait. You just got to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, yeah. So Cooper knocked down the first free throw.
That's Tolan Johnson's fault for opening his mouth because he disagreed with an official's call.
9 points and roll it in. 10 on the night.
And we get possession of the ball.
Yeah. So Little Giants now down by two. 30-28. Again, Kent possession. They'll have it at midcourt here. Again, Otto goes to the opposite side. He receives the pass. Inbounds for Cooper Smith. Otto tries to get the clear out. Does off the bounce. No good.
Oh,
high
man.
With the rebound is by Perry.
I cannot get those to fall tonight.
Down by two. We play the D. 3:33 of the third period. Little Giants trying to get win number one of the year. Off to this near side. Spinning the lane. Oh, he took the extra step there. Jekyll got away with it. And a dagger, three by C. That's what they do. 33-28.
Plenty of time.
Again, Jay Murphy is saying, why didn't you call the travel? always that play before the difference maker there. Catch out of the arc. Garrett Brandt. Cooper Smith defended here by C. Top of the key. Garrett Brandt looking for a three, and he got it.
Keep
big shot there.
Keep shooting them, young man. Keep shooting them.
He's going to be a key, a sophomore. Brandt nailed a three. Back to within two.
You got to have that outside shot.
33-31. 2:42 left. Third period. Back out front will be Delamann with the basketball. Off the dribble. Lohedvick swatted away by Luke Randall.
Nice.
Kept his feet. Good job there. Against Noah Jekyll. But again, this is what happens. Don't get in that sense of lull that you're going to try to block every shot.
Yeah.
Now you got to play good defense. Don't let him back because he'll knock down a three for you. Van Aken, off balance shot, threw it up there. Cooper Smith fighting for it. One arm grab by Delavan. Here comes Cooper Smith. Crossover. Otto, far side. Brandt open momentarily. Between the circle, Cooper Smith.
Come here on Evan.
And again, Evan Otto tried to get that screen set out there. Again, used the forearm as a foul on Otto.
That'll be turnover number seven.
Didn't see really him complain about it, did you?
No, it was obvious.
Yeah. 33-31 with 2:14. But you know how players will say, what do you mean me?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, like Dolan Johnson.
2:10. Lobbed to this near side. Jekyll takes his man off the dribble. Floats the pass out front here to Hodges. Try to back his way in. Trying to do a better job defensively, not allowing them to get in that three-point shooting rhythm. They've had one tray in this quarter. 33-31, under 49. The kick out. They leave the shooter open, and guess what? Just what I talked about.
Dribble,
knocked down a three.
Dribble in, kick
yep.
out.
36-31. When they need a key basket, they'll spread you out. They reverse it. Schrader threw the ball to the opposite side. Cooper Smith and then Jay Murphy. The Canton Little Giants will take a timeout. 36-31, a minute 26 in this third period. Back here to Alice Ingersoll Gym after this 30-second timeout.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here after the Little Giant timeout, minute 26 left here in this third. Anybody's game here, down by five. You got Preston Taylor, Cooper Smith.
We got moves.
And also in the lineup of them is Schrader, Randall, and it's Garrett Brandt. That's the five of this stretch here. Trying to fight through the screen. Preston Taylor cut off. Back out front. Ball knocked away. A steal by Delavan. Got away. It's going to be a reach and a foul.
That's a good foul.
Yep. He had Jekyll on the breakaway there. Got fouled, and he'll shoot free throw. Minute 12. Again, they continue to do up and down with that half-court man-to-man. When they apply it, we get a little flustered. Free throw is no good. Jekyll,
yeah,
second one.
We don't react well to it at all.
Minute 12, third period.
We pressed to start out. We haven't done it
no.
since.
Jekyll knocked down the free throw. Only 2 points in the game by their leading score from a year ago. Minute 10 now. Preston Taylor off the bounce, across the timeline with a minute six. Screen off the opposite side. Cooper Smith trying to fight for position. Off the step back, he'll take it down the lane. Nice move. He didn't get the spin of the basketball. Man in rotation. Didn't get it. Opposite side, Perry. Cooper Smith with a steal. Here comes Preston Taylor. He's got a layup off the right side. Big basket there by Preston Taylor.
Well, how about them quicks by Preston Taylor?
Better believe it. 37-33. Big steal.
Sounds like a defensive back and a pick six.
And a conversion on that turnover. 28 seconds. 37-33.
They're going to play for one.
Yep. Delavan will hold it here, but 23. Little Giants playing the D down by four at the tail end of the third period here. Back out front, into the hands of Hodges. Holder with 12. Back out front, little crossover by Hodges. From the elbow, shot no good. Randall with six, still got time. Preston Taylor, the front court with three. Down the lane, into contact, no foul. Jump to the right side, no good by Schrader. And that's the way three quarters come to an end. It's Delavan 37, Little Giants 33. We head to the final 8 minutes here. Game two of the Thanksgiving tournament. Back to Alice Ingersoll, Jim, with our coverage in 1 minute.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox. A better place.
Fourth quarter, the Little Giants find themselves down by four. They led 9-3. They were tied 9-9. And since that point, really, Delavan's held the lead numerous occasions. Now the Little Giants inbound will be Cooper Smith will inbound. They set the screen. KO grabs it, inbounds. Brant to the opposite side. High post is Randall and Schrader. Smith tried to get jogging for position. Takes it off the dribble. KO looks over that defense. Supply by Delavan. Man to man. They pick him up. Off the dribble. KO tried to find some space there. Had an opening to shoot the free throw line jumper. Brant. Cooper Smith. 30 seconds gone by in this fourth. Kick it out. Near side. Owens. Bounce pass. Cooper Smith. Pulls the trigger. It's a three.
That's only two.
Two.
All
right.
Two.
All right. The indication there was Cooper Smith with a deuce, 37-35.
Movement.
Big shot there, though.
Well, it's the movement without the basketball.
Yep.
To create that open look.
7-11. Delavan will try to attack now. They'll spread you out here.
This is the key for us. How do we defend?
Hodges off the dribble. Turns, spins in the paint. Off balance shot. Banked it in. Hodges.
That was not an easy shot.
No. 13 in the game by Charlie Hodges tonight. 39-35, they answer with their bucket with their own 2 points. Near side, Cooper Smith, and a quick hand check there, trying to stop was Tyler Perry.
I will say one thing about watching Cooper play. When he gets the basketball in position to go to the hoop, there is no hesitation at all.
Again, they called it on Justin C. with the foul. Inbounds will come for the Little Giants. Who's going to get it? Inbounds Cooper Smith off the leg, and it could be off of Randall. Or are they staying?
They're staying with us, though.
Well, that was pretty lucky.
That's
there.
That's a gift.
Oh, yeah. Delavan will defense here. Cooper Smith lob it out front. Garrett Brant, fadeaway jumper, free throw line, attaboy.
I like
Garrett
shot.
Brant, attaboy, too. I like that. 5 points in this half. 39-37, back to within two.
He shows he can make that shot consistently. It opens things up in the perimeter.
And again, it's going to be a quick hand check here on the baseline.
That's coming on Luke because he let the person go by.
Yep. So foul against Randall.
You've got to play defense, young man.
That's his second. 6:27. Long, long tray in and out, no good. That was really the best shot he could have taken. We're glad he did. Brant takes the man off the dribble. Head fake. Nice job.
Now he's starting to get involved offensively.
Yeah, he is. He's in a rhythm. He's got back-to-back field goals, and we're tied 39-39.
We found the other guy who can score besides Cooper.
Six-minute mark here. Back to the top of the key. Behind the back dribble was Sheckle. Trying to set the screen to Hodges. Delavan. Far corner. Matthews for a three. In and out. Hit the back of the iron there. Drop. It's Garrett Brant with a rebound. Needs a teammate. There's Cooper Smith. 5:46. Big bucket here. Garrett Brant off the dribble and lost a handle on it. That's a tough chance there. Lost a handle on it. He was going to shoot and then maybe pass. Turnover, we're tied, 39 apiece, 5:32 left. And they throw the ball away, and we can't get it. Fighting for it with Matthews. Skip pass. They leave Jekyll open. He pulls the trigger. Bingo. Jekyll with a tray. 42-39. Got to have those little hustle possessions. KO. Cooper Smith off the dribble, top of the key here. Set a screen there by Luke Randall. Luke needs a teammate. Garrett Brandt sets the feet, shoots the three. He drilled it again.
Oh, he's feeling it, Leon.
Yeah, he is. Seven in this quarter. We're tied, 42 up. Third tie of this game.
You can see the confidence building in that young sophomore.
4:46. Off this near side, that's Matthews. Guarded here by Ketchum. KO will come out and pick up Hodges. Long tray, unlimited range. You talk about Jekyll showing the long range. 45-42. These teams answer with threes. Advantage Delavan with 4:34 remaining. 45-42. Delavan a timeout. Back here in 30 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Obviously, we've made a lot of changes.
This is Dwayne Wade.
We got hopes! Count it! That is going to be Dwayne Wade!
Rajon Rondo.
Right side three and a big money shot!
We're really excited about the possibilities that are in front of us.
This is Chuck Swirsky. Join Bill Weddington and me for every Chicago Bulls basketball game here.
Wade, open three. Bam! Dwayne Wade!
That was pretty.
Yes, it was.
The Chicago Bulls play here.
Listen to the Chicago Bulls all season long on the voice of Fulton County, WBYS.
Team that you want to get down by much because they have the potential, as Bob said, you know, they could shoot anywhere on the floor. You got to just be always leery of that. Unlimited range.
Yeah, you're going to start your defense at least 25 feet away from the basket.
4:27, Cooper Smith out on the arc there. Between the circle, Ketchum reverses it. Try to get the ball down low. Garrett Brandt, Cooper Smith. Puts the ball here. Off to the near side. Garrett Brandt. Man, the hot hand. He's got seven in this period. 10 for the game. 45-42. Trying to tie it up with a three. Get to within one. Cooper Smith. Garrett Brandt try to set him up. Turn, spins. Cooper Smith. Off the screen to the near side. Trying to work that one-on-one situation. KO. Dribbles. Drives in. Out of way. KO. Nice move off the left side. Out of way. And Caleb Owens with a big field goal.
And that's KO's
strength
huge. Right there.
It is. You can't be tentative down the stretch here.
You got to show you can beat your opponent off the dribble and get to the rim.
Matthews, the three, no good. Grabbing it is Cooper Smith. Down by one. Trying to regain the lead here.
We have not had the lead for quite some time.
At three ties. Last lead was at 9-3, 9-6, something like that. KO, near side. Cooper Smith for the three! Nailed it.
And give KO credit, Leon, for that penetration to draw the double team.
You got the
to
deep,
get the open look.
Deep dribble there off the baseline. 47-45.
You can't let up defensively, though.
First lead since early in the game. Under the three-minute mark here. Got a nail-biter going here in the opening of the season for the Little Giants. Off the baseline defensively. Oh! Threw the shot up was Noah Jekyll.
Like it was
uncanny shot there.
Looked like it was dipped too and still went in.
47 up. Little Giants trying to answer here. 2:38 left. Off the dribble, Cooper Smith. Catch him with the outlet here. Now back out top of the key. Brandt. Randall. Hang on. Bounce pass. That a boy. Good execution here. Garrett Brandt beat his man off the dribble. Little head fake there. Good! Garrett Brandt. Nice quarter by him.
Is he ever a different player this half compared to first half?
Nine in this quarter. Back up, 49-47. New going in, this is going to be a tough match. You're going to be down the wire here. Fadeaway jumper shot, no good.
I don't think that's a shot you want to take right there.
2 minute mark here, and Coach Murphy will take a timeout and get some subs. We'll do that here at the 2:02 mark. Canton leads 49-47. Garrett Brandt has had the hot hand, 9 in this quarter. Canton will take a full timeout, back in 1 minute.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Second time we've led in this game since the beginning at a 9-3 lead early. Led it here 49-47. Possession. Brandt has had the hot hand. Down right between the circle, Evan Otto.
Run some clock.
Yep. Evan Otto looking back out front. Schrader. Caleb Owens. Cooper Smith to the near side. Otto out on the arc to the opposite side. Try to find his way. He dribbles in almost a steal. Double team and an inner reach and a foul. It's going to be a hell ball. Had him on the arm, but he called a hell ball on the double team they drew.
That's turnover number 10 for the Little Giants.
So it gives Delavan the back possession here with a minute 30 left. Canton up by two. Leave the shooter open, and you got to get out there. Rebound, a weak side. Tip up, who fights for it? Delavan back out top of the key. Hodges for a three. Bounces too strong. Ball deflected. Cooper Smith and a foul on the clear out. Going to be against probably Justin C., number 5.
And by all rights, they'd call this game the same way throughout. He'd probably foul out by now.
Yep.
That young man is a physical player.
So Ketchum will come in. Caleb Owens will sit. Get Cooper Smith, Otto, Brandt, Schrader, and Ketchum. The bigs down the low block area. Brandt, now Cooper Smith will handle. Canton up by two with a minute 10. Here's the chess match. Cooper Smith dishes underneath to catch him, and the ball sticks. Are you kidding me? What a bad break.
That's considered a jump ball, so it's going to stay with us.
It stays with the Canton Watt. What a bad break, though, Bob. The ball went up, and it sticks.
All right.
And we'll have the basketball. That was a great dribble penetration, though, by Cooper Smith.
Good, pretty play.
Catch was wide open, man. Minute 4, Cantwell inbound. Back out front. Brandt has had the hot hand. Spins the pass out front.
Run too far.
Cooper Smith here. Lead by 2 with 57 seconds. Otto trying to set it up to this near side here. Cooper Smith will isolate with 50. They foul us. They put us to the line.
Timeout, yeah.
And a Canton timeout. Coach Jay Murphy will burn his timeout with 44 seconds. It's a full timeout back in the studios. Canton 49, Delavan 47. Back at Alice Ingersoll. Jim, in our 60 seconds.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That Smart Groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And as watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Canton gets the ball inbounds to Brandt. Lead by two. Try to protect that lead and get their first win. Double team. Far side K of Owens out there. 36 seconds, and they lean on him. That's a foul against a Jekyll. And the Little Giants will be in the bonus here with 34 seconds.
Here's where you make your money.
Yep. KO will be the line, trying to protect the two-point lead.
And KO, just remember, the fact you can handle the basketball, when you've got the lead, you're going to get fouled a lot.
So Caleb to the free throw line.
Oh, boy.
Knocks down the big free throw there.
This one's even bigger.
Second one coming up.
Makes it a two-possession game.
Here we go. Up 50-47. Try to add to that lead. Got both of them of his Caleb Owens.
Huge.
51-47, 34 seconds. Delwin will inbound.
Now you got to contest the shot.
Yep.
You can't give him an open look.
Here it comes in the front court here. Owens defending against Hodges. Don't leave him open for three. Down the lane, Jekyll. And I'll tell you what, he didn't even hardly do any contact, and they called the foul.
If there's one thing, Leon, he didn't hold his ground.
Yeah.
He moved along with the player.
It's
all right.
Against Randall, it's his third. Again, it's a 51-49 advantage here.
Okay, that's where that extra free throw KO makes a difference. You got to box out, though, for the most.
Free throw, and rimmed it. Now good. And a Schrader with the rebound. 51-49 on the free throw miss. Canton is Owens with 18. Hanging on to the near sideline here, and then a quick push.
All right.
Again, it's a 51-49 lead, 15 seconds. Make it a lot easier on yourself and knock down some free throws here. That's just a tough break here by, you know, Randall at that point here. Again, the offensive player initiates that contact. It's automatically going to go against the defender. Again, a free throw, sinks it that way, KO.
Coming up big in the fourth quarter.
Yep. The two sophomores, Owens and Brandt.
Yeah, Otto in for Clay Schrader.
So another free throw coming up by Caleb here. Shoots the free throw, misses it. Dellen with the rebound, 52-49. No threes here. 10 seconds and a reach of a foul.
Well,
they called a timeout. Did they call the timeout?
He didn't get a technical for his mouth.
Didn't call timeout.
He did call timeout.
Okay. Thought there was either going to be the foul initially there, but a full timeout.
Well, he was getting a little lippy about the official not blowing the whistle.
10.5.
Full for Delavan.
52-49. Canton up by three with a minute break after this timeout.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Inbounds, almost a steal by Owens and a quick foul at 5 seconds. Playing pretty good defense there, but a little tight.
It's not a bad play because they can only score 2 points.
Yeah.
We'll still get the ball with the lead.
Hodges with the free throw attempts here coming up.
It's only a 1-1.
Yep, the 1-and bonus coming up here. 52-49 with 5 seconds left here. To the free throw line will be Hodges. And he got the first free throw down. He'll get the bonus toss. 52-50 now.
Watch out for the miss on purpose, but I doubt if he does.
Never know. 5 seconds here. Next free throw, in and out, no good. Cooper Smith with the rebound with four and then a reach and a foul. And hopefully here with 3.2.
See, that was a good move up by three and fouling, I think, pretty much on purpose. Put them into line for a 1-1. There's no way they can get the lead.
Absolutely. Now with 3.2 seconds here. Canton with a 52-50 lead.
Got to get them both.
Yep. Cooper Smith got us off to the quick start, and then Garrett Brandt, man, was huge in the fourth quarter.
And KO with the free throws, too.
Yep, KO. Had a lot of great contributions. Dellum at a timeout. 3.2 seconds. They'll take a 30-second timeout. Canton 53, Dellum 50, back here in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
After the timeout, free throw coming up for Cooper Smith. 3.2. Trying to get the instructions here. Again, Cooper. And missed the free throw. 2.6 seconds, and they'll call a timeout. 3-point difference here with 2.6 seconds. Again, we'll have a quick timeout. Take a 30-second break here to get our inbounds play coming up. The length of the floor is where, again, Delavan will have it. 53-50, Canton leads, back in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Finish to this one coming up here after Delma took the timeout. Anybody got timeouts left there, Baum?
We have one.
Canton one?
Yep, we have one full timeout left.
With 2.6 seconds here.
Delavan has used their full allotment.
They'll have it the length of the floor, 53-50. Canton with the advantage.
I'm sure Lucas will probably guard the inbound.
Yep. The key thing is here not to let the ball get to midcourt here.
And don't foul on a three-point attempt.
Nope. Try to protect, and they preserve a lead of 53-50. Canton will take a timeout here. See how they were going to be set up. We'll take a timeout still with 2.6 seconds left. Canton 53-50 over Delavan. We'll have a 30-second break back to Alice Ingersoll Gym.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Back here with 2.6 seconds. Debatable type of situation here. You let him get the ball inbound, they shoot the three to tie it, or do you gamble here and make secure that you foul him and they get to shoot two free throws here?
Yeah, and keep in mind, neither team has any timeouts left either.
Right.
So for one, if they're going to do anything, they get the ball inbound.
Yeah, you got to first and foremost get there. So if you can able to again, there we go. 53-50 with 2.6. Delavan inbounds, length of the floor. C throws it up here. Ball tipped in. Cooper Smith saves it. They get the shot off and almost make it. Wow. Cooper Smith had it and went out of his hands. Delavan, a desperation shot. How close is that thing from banking in? And Canton wins 53-50. Take a sigh of relief and say we dodged a bullet there.
Game of inches.
Oh. Canton 53. Delavan 50, an opening night here. Fans treated an exciting finish. Canton hangs on to win 53-50. Back to wrap this one up on the post-game show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on the North Main in Canton, your favorite steak dinner. Again, it's a Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Back here to wrap this one up and 2 minutes.
The coolest nerds have the coolest tech deals on Black Friday through Thanksgiving weekend. Exclusive Nerds On Call tech baskets will be up to 50% off. Assembled for all ages and budgets, they make shopping for your techies stress-free. Shop pre-wrapped gift baskets perfect for your little tech, gamer, movie fanatic, and do-it-yourself tech. Nerds On Call also has Parrot drones for very cool high-tech flying. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. They get the tech, and you get the savings. Visit CoolestNerds.com for locations.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Coonrod, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here to Alice Ingersoll Gym. As the Little Giants right away to win, 53-50 tonight. Go to 1-0, East Peoria won, 48-38. And coming up on Friday night, 6 o'clock, Delavan, East Peoria. Then at 7:30, it'll be Canton IVC. Saturday night, 5 and 6:30, IVC Delavan, Canton, East Peoria. All back here, Alice Ingersoll Gym after Thanksgiving Day off. It's one of the excitements at the end there, Bobby. Had a couple of different ways you can go about it. And again, could have fouled. They took a gamble. And again, it was defended well. And he had to take a look at Delavan. Got the ball in the middle of the floor. Ball thrown up there. Cooper Smith had it. Went through his hands and then right in the hands of the shooter. And again, it kind of glanced off the backboard there. And Little Giants win here, 53-50.
Yeah, that was definitely a... probably not the way you want to script it for the end of a game, but, you know, it's a risk-reward situation. We took the risk and finished with the reward by getting our first win of the year. You know, overall, if you want to grade the performance, I say maybe B-minus, C-plus.
Yeah.
There are things to work on. There's definitely those skill set in place. Could be a pretty fun year.
Coach Jay Murphy making his way up here. Little Giants win at 53-50. We'll talk with the coach after this 30-second timeout.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Back here, our postgame show is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Your favorite steak dinner or your nightly specials, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Pull out a win tonight, Canton 53-50, Coach Jay Murphy. Nice job there, Murph. And finished, I know that a couple of sophomores did a good job of making some clutch shots, some free throws down the end. But, again, you do enough to win in the opening night here. Nice job.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. You know, we had the football guys since Sunday, and we're still getting accustomed to each other. But Cooper got us started, and Garrett and KO late. You know, I don't think Clay scored a lot, but he rebounded, and he defended. And, I mean, we got a lot of things we need to improve on. But just like I told them after the game, the guts that they showed, they knew they were playing bad, and they came back and finished it off. So a good way to start.
When you look at it, how defensively tough it is the way they spread you out. You know, they dribble, penetrate, and they kick, they reverse, they do a lot of those things. Defensively, man, you really have to be out there kind of closing out your shooters. We went through a stretch there. We let them kind of take control of the game there.
Yeah, I mean, most teams have one or two guys that can knock down shots, and they had five guys on the floor that can knock down shots. And, you know, we've worked hard at being in help position and not giving up the drive, and we gave up a few late, but they drive in there and kick it out to a shooter, and you just kind of hope, you know. And we pressed early, and the whole goal of our press is just to wear people out, and I would like to think that had a little bit to do with them missing some shots late.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought late third quarter into the fourth there, you could tell that they were a little fatigued shooting-wise. When you look at Cooper Smith, what does he bring to the table for you? He does so many different intangible type of things. He doesn't hesitate. When he wants to go to the basket, his hesitation, there is none to think about. I mean, he's going to the basket there.
And that's it. And the thing about Cooper is he's a great passer. And, you know, I haven't had a guy since Hunter that could get into the lane and create for other people, and that's what Cooper brings up. Plus, he's so long defensively. He gets his hands on a lot of balls, and, you know, once Evan gets back in shape, he's also a great defender. You know, we got some good defenders, and the thing is we got a lot of guys that can play, and you know, we're going to go with, you know, whoever's done the best in practice and whoever's given us the best minutes during the game, and, I mean, it's a good luxury to have.
This is a really good first test of a game, and Delavan's always well coached. They do a lot of things fundamentally. And I know I talked with Coach Kramer there, and he said they want to emphasize more in the man-to-man. And it gave you a little bit of problems at stretches there, didn't it?
Well, we didn't run any offense early. You know,
We
were coming down and making one pass, and somebody was either putting the ball on the floor and getting stuck in the lane. And, you know, that's what we harped on at half, is just you got to let it develop. We want to push the ball up and down the court, but it doesn't mean that we got to make one pass and throw up a shot, even though I'd like to, because I know that drives Wags nuts. But, you know, I think we got a little better at running the offense later, and we got some easy baskets off of it.
One of the things, not the last play, but the previous play when you ended up fouling, I thought that was kind of the decider of the game. What about the end of the game here? You ever consider fouling? You know, you have a three-point.
Yeah, that was –
you know, I mean, it's the –
Coach McCollum wanted the foul early, so he got it, and he wanted to do it late too, but you know, they got to go the length of the court and make a three.
Yeah.
I guess I overrode it. First time since I've known him since I was 5 years old that I got the upper hand. So,
and,
so we did, but you know, a foul might have been the right call, but then you always worry about getting the rebound, and so I mean, the worst that can happen is we go into overtime. So
yeah, what are you thinking out there, Jay? And looking at the ball, Cooper looks like he's going to intercept. The next thing you know, the Delvin player has the ball shooting it, and it's like, oh boy, here we go, right?
Well, I wish they would have started the clock over there a little bit quicker, but
yeah,
you know, we saw and we knew what they were going to do. We were in the right spot. The ball bounced our way for once, and you know, a win's a win, and
it's
now we
a
get
fun
to enjoy. Oh, and
it's
I think
fun.
So, and you know, it's I know for the last 2 years we've walked the ball up and down the court, and now we can get up and down the court because we got several guys that can play and several guys that can push it. And
good,
we just got to continue to improve.
Absolutely. Nice job. Enjoy you and your family Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here Friday night and conquer another
team. You guys
team
too,
IBC.
Wags. Me and you better take it easy at the table, buddy. All right, I'll see
Murph,
you guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you much.
See you, man.
All right, final here tonight. The Little Giants win their opener tonight 53-50 over Delavan. And, again, a couple of double figures scoring tonight. Cooper Smith, 16. Garrett Brandt with 12. But, again, 9 in that fourth quarter for the Little Giants. And they hang on. Also the aid of some free throws down the stretch, 3 out of 4 from Caleb Owens, those kind of combinations. And Canton wins 53-50. Bobby, final statistics here from Alice Ingersoll tonight.
All right, Lance. The Delvin Panthers, 17 out of 42 in field goals, 40.5%. 11 for 24 in three-point shooting, 45.8%. 6 for 10 in free throw shooting, 60%. 25 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 13 total turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 18 out of 45 in field goals, 40%. 3 for 11 in three-point shooting, 27.3%. 14 for 19 in free throws, 73.9%. 30 total rebounds, 11 offensive, 10 total turnovers. For me, points in the paint, Delvin with 6 and Canton with 24.
Wow. Those got to be the numbers, though, don't they, though?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the final here, Canton with 53, scoring 16 of the game. Cooper Smith, he got us off to a quick start tonight, had 7 in the opening half. Then down the stretch, a big cuts, 3, a field goal to free throw, 16 tonight for the junior Cooper Smith. A dozen tonight from Garrett Brandt. He had a couple of late field goals and a three-point shot. He had 9 in that really key fourth quarter with 12 for the game. Evan Otto tonight with 4 points, scoring 2 by Preston Taylor, 5 from Caleb Owens, including 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 points from Luke Randall, 4 from Clay Schrader, and also 8 from Lucas Ketchum for the Little Giants, 53. For Delavan tonight, and they had 7 threes in the opening first half. They ended up with 4 in the second half. And again, Delavan with 50 tonight, a 3-point shot from Tolan Johnson, Justin C. with 8, also scoring Tyler Perry with 2, 14 from Charlie Hodges, 10 from Noah Jekyll, 6 from Brady Van Aken, and 6 from Joy Matthews. And they're 50, but the Little Giants hang on at the end there, 53-50 over Delavan there, Bobby.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard-fought game, to say the least. And I'm sure, you know, when you see Cooper have his hands on that basketball, you think that you've got the end of the game in hand. And, you know, sure enough, crazy things happen and almost turned out to be a made three-pointer and going into overtime. I think it's a good win for the kids. It's definitely an early-season confidence builder, and they can take the day off and enjoy, you know, friends and family.
Yep.
And come back and hit it hard again on Friday. Because you know as well as I do, each game it don't get any easier.
Absolutely. Thanks for MBX for video production being on site tonight. Megan, back to studios. Bob, I wish you and your family, everybody, have a joyous Thanksgiving tomorrow. And, again, we'll try to eat not too much turkey and have a little few naps. And
yeah, I got to lay off.
Watch my Redskins in Dallas tomorrow. So it's a good day, man.
It is. Happy Thanksgiving to you
absolutely.
And everybody listening.
Absolutely. And for everybody here, and for Bob, I'm Leon. Tonight, Little Giants start out with a victory tonight, 53-50, and so long tonight from the Grand Old Lady.